All right, everybody, welcome to the Podcast Dude, episode 52. Today, I'm talking about where to find the best music for your podcast. If this is your first time, hello, my name is Aaron Dowd. Thanks for joining me. I'm here to help you make better podcasts. I'm the full-time podcast editor for the Sean West Network, which is a fantastic group of shows that you should listen to, seanwest.com/network. Anyways, talking about music today. So I get asked this question a lot. Where do I find good music for my podcast intro or outro? You know, or can I use copyrighted materials in my podcast if I like keep it under 15 seconds or 30 seconds? And if I'm going to do the whole like music in the background thing, is that a good idea? Should I have some music playing in the background or is that not a good idea? And another question I want to pose or talk about today is like, is podcast music even really necessary? So these are the questions that I'm going to answer in today's episode, episode 52. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you're having a good week so far, or a good weekend, if it's the weekend. A good day. Good morning. Hello. Let's do it. I'm just being silly. But seriously, thanks for joining me today, everyone. You, thank you. Not gonna say everyone. I'm talking to the people in the Sean West community. It's hard not to say everyone. Aaron, cut all that out. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive right in, right? The best places to get music for your podcast. The first thing you need to know is that you should not use copyright music in your podcast. You shouldn't use copyright music for your podcast intro or outro or any other repeating section, period. Period. If there's any doubt in your mind at all that this music, that you don't have permission to use this music, don't use it. What you need to do is go find music that you can get a license to use or permission to use. A lot of the times you can find this under royalty-free music. And the place that I recommend for most people is audiojungle.net. Audiojungle.net has a fantastic library of pretty high quality music, little jingles, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute songs. I really, really think this is the best place. You pay anywhere from $12 to $20, sometimes up to $30, but you get a license to use the music in your podcast, and that's it. It's just like you pay one time, you get this good music, you can use it, you don't have to worry about anything, you don't have to give attribution anywhere, you don't have to worry that this might be stolen music or anything like that. It's just legit, it's great. So audiojungle.net, solid choice. The second place I would go look, and this is something I just discovered recently, although it's been around for a little while, is YouTube's audio library. So you can find this at youtube.com/audio library/music, and I'll include links to all this stuff in the show notes. And if anyone in the chat wants to post links to this stuff while I talk about it, I guess I can because I have all the markdown here. Boom! Anyways, the YouTube audio library, something I discovered recently thanks to my friend Corey Miller, and he's been doing daily vlogs, and as a lot of you might know, if you do a daily vlog, a lot of the times you want to have different music for your different daily vlogs. So, you know, when you do the same thing over and over again, right? Like, you want to switch it up a little bit. So YouTube got this collection going of royalty-free music that you're allowed to use in your video, but I actually checked, and they said that you can use it anywhere else, like a podcast. And some of these files that you can download, you need to give attribution to. So you need to say, hey, this music was created by this person. You can find them here. And I don't know if you have to put that on your, I'd guess for a podcast, it would be in your show notes or something similar, along with wherever the file is hosted. I would say if you're going to go that route, then I would try to find the ones that don't require attribution, because there are some. I don't know the percentage number, but I was looking for some music for my personal video show that I've been doing on YouTube, and I just went ahead and found the songs I liked that didn't require attribution, because I just didn't want to think about it, you know? It's like, Anyways, moving on, YouTube Audio Library, pretty solid music, though. Moving on, I found another site called sampleswap.org that had a similar selection, a bunch of pretty decent music. I listened through some of them. Licensed under Creative Commons, so you'll probably have to do attribution for that. You can actually search the Creative Commons tag on Bandcamp, and you can find a lot of music that people have labeled for free reuse, And again, you'll probably have to give attribution or just check on that. There's another site I like called freemusicarchive.org, and that's pretty solid. And then another site called Incompetech, that's Incompetech.com, Incompetech.com, also has some great royalty-free music. So that's really solid. Again, any of these places that, besides Audio Jungle, any of these like royalty-free music sites, you need to double check that you can get an appropriate license, which in most cases is Creative Commons, and also if you need to give attribution. It may not be a big deal. If you don't, someone probably won't come and try to sue you, but it's just the right thing to do since somebody gave, you know, did some hard work to give you that music and you know, give them a mention, link back to them. It's great. Okay, so let's talk about copyright just a little bit more. I know I said this at the beginning of the show, but it's worth reiterating. Don't use other people's copyrighted music in your podcast unless you have permission, explicit permission to use it. And there's always this question of, well, what about fair use, right? You might have heard the term fair use. And what does that mean? And, you know, can I use a clip of music in my podcast if I'm talking about it? You need to read up on fair use and get familiar with what you can and can't do. From my understanding, and understand that I'm not an expert on this at all, but it seems like the only time you can include copyrighted material in your podcast is if you are doing like a critique on it, you're reviewing it, something like that. But again, go find out. It's not, I don't think it's ever worth using copyrighted material like in an intro or an outro or just randomly, since somebody could come and say, you need to take that down. And then you could lose a whole episode if you don't have the original file that you can go back and edit. And you guys might hear or see other people using these like clips of songs or copyrighted materials in their podcast, and that doesn't make it okay. Just because someone hasn't gotten caught yet doesn't mean they never will, and it doesn't mean that it's okay for you to do it too. So read up on fair use. Just Google that term, and you can find some great articles about it. And just be careful and respectful of copyrighted material. All right, so I want to discuss a few other things you guys need to keep in mind when picking out music, especially for podcasts. Keep your music short. You know, don't make the music in your intro particularly long, especially if your show just starts with music. If that's the case, if you start with music as the very first thing, try to keep it less than 10 seconds. Otherwise, people are going to be like, what's going on here? I came for someone talking. I'm not here to listen to music. So if you do a little talking introduction before you play music, you know, like I do, then your music can go just a little bit longer, but try to keep it around or less than 30 seconds. Even if you think your music is great, and even if other people think your music is great, remember that most people are there to listen to you talk, not to listen to music, right? They have Spotify and Apple Music for that. And also keep in mind that you don't have to have music for your podcast. You don't have to use music in your podcast at all if you don't want to. There's no rules here. There's no requirement. Some of the podcasts that I listen to regularly don't have music, and that's fine. You know, I'm thinking about The Talk Show. I'm thinking about a guy named Justin Jackson that I read a great article. He posted a great article on Medium the other day about podcasting and how kind of his podcasting workflow. And I'll actually link to that because it's a good read. But he says one of the shows that he does, that he produces himself, he doesn't use music because he doesn't want to have additional complexity. He's like, I just record a track in QuickTime. I try to do it all in one take. I keep it less than 10 minutes. And that way I can produce a podcast episode every week in less than an hour. It's like 30 minutes. And I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, so many people overthink this and they think that they need to make this big, huge production, have all this background music and sound effects and different segments and all this stuff. And really, some of the best podcasts I've ever listened to were just people sharing a specific piece of advice or a specific thought or some value in 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, all that extra stuff. That's not what I'm there for. You know, it can be really nice to listen to a show like This American Life or Serial that has all those different segments and pauses and interviews and just all the craziness. But a lot of the times I just like hearing people talk. That's why I love podcasts so much. So just remember that music isn't a requirement. And also, be careful with the free music. Just because you find music on a royalty-free or free music site, that doesn't actually mean it's safe to use. And I discovered this morning. I was doing research on this topic, and I was looking up stuff about free music, and there's a website, I think it might have been one of the websites I mentioned, maybe Free Music Archive. Anyways, this guy wrote a blog post where he was like, someone took my free music and uploaded it to another site. And I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, there's really those free music sites that allow users to upload, or even just the free music sites in general, you don't really have any way of knowing if that music is actually copyrighted music that someone else stole and uploaded to give away for free. I mean, I don't know why they would do that, but it happens. So I think it's if you're going to use music in your podcast, especially for the intro or outro or a regularly occurring section, I think paying for it from a site like Audio Jungle is your best bet, because you don't want to have somebody come back a year later and go, hey, that music that you have is actually copyrighted, and do you have permission for that? And you go, I don't know about that. So just be careful with the free music. I'm all for paying for stuff. $20, $30 for great intro music, outro music. I don't think that's too much to ask. Eric Lennon in the chat here has some good advice. He says, sing your own intro. Well, let's talk about making your own music for a while. As a lot of you might know, I've mentioned this before, but if this is your first time, the music for all the shows, all the podcasts on the Sean West Network was actually created by Sean McCabe, who is the founder and owner of Sean West. And he's a composer, does a great job, piano music. Oh, I'm sorry, except behind the brand. Sean, yeah, you're right. Okay, so, dang it. I gotta do the whole thing over again. We're just going to scrap the entire show. Okay, now Sean says that Behind the Brand, which is a show on the network, actually has a different song. I think Corey, did you write that song? Now I'm curious. I know we're just all musicians. Like, I'm a drummer though, so I actually don't know how to write music. Insert drummer joke there. Okay, my point with this is that if you are a musician, then you can write your own music. If you have friends and bands, you might ask them if you can use their music in a podcast, maybe offer to buy them some beer or pay them whatever they want. I don't know. It just depends on how good of friends you are with them. I'm in the camp that believes that people should be compensated for making music. That's just me. I know not everybody agrees, but ask your friends and bands if they're, if they're not on a major label, because that probably wouldn't work out very well. All right. So automating music volume. Okay. So if you're gonna be putting music in your podcast, if you're gonna be editing your podcast yourself, and you're not gonna be paying for a professional intro, one of those like radio DJ voice, like "Welcome to the podcast dude or nation," but with all the weird sound effects and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a huge fan of those, but hey, it's your podcast. You do what you want. But if you're going to be putting music underneath your voice in your podcast, you're probably going to need to learn how to automate the volume changes. And this is not that difficult. I'm only familiar with doing automation in GarageBand and Logic. So in both GarageBand and Logic, you hit A, and then you'll see this automation line horizontally laid on top of the track. And what this is a horizontal timeline that you can click on and add little points and drag the points up and down to change the volume of the track at that time in the project. So I'll include a link to a tutorial showing you how to do this. It's pretty simple. Basically, you'll want to duck the volume of the track, pull the volume of the track down whenever you're talking. And then whenever you're done talking, you want to fade it back up or just fade it out completely. So like I said, I'll include a tutorial in there. So I think that's pretty much all I wanted to say on this topic as far as music goes. Once again, the places I strongly recommend are audiojungle.net and actually YouTube's audio library, because they're both pretty easy to find great music on. Audiojungle.net is paid. YouTube audio library is free. So check those out. And I also, if you guys have any recommendations, if you found any websites or resources that you think might be valuable, go ahead and send me an email or find me on Twitter. Email is aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Twitter is @thepodcastdude. And I will include good links to websites and other resources on the show notes page, which you can find at thepodcastdude.com/52. So I'd like to have this page kind of be a like a little library, just like a list, a good resource for people who are looking for good music. All right, so thanks for listening. I really appreciate your time. If you could do me a huge favor, head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. Go into iTunes and leave a review. I was about to say a 5-star review. I would really appreciate a 5-star review. I like that. Got one here that I want to read, actually, from Joey from The Podcast. I don't think he's from The Podcast because I'm from The Podcast. That's not a bad joke. Okay. The title of this review is The Best of the Podcast Guys. 5 stars. Thank you, Joey. He said, I have had a podcast for 2 years now. Congratulations. And I've listened to most of the other How to Podcast Guys. While they are enjoyable, they veer off on topics that don't interest me. I use a GarageBand and I never hear that mentioned. I don't know if he's talking about me or in one of the other shows I mention it. Thank you for including that and your awesome tips on production. I'm going to listen to your entire back catalog. I wish I had the editing ability you have. Your podcasts are seamless. Great, great job, Aaron. Thanks, Joey. I really appreciate that. If you enjoy this show, I mentioned it earlier, go check out the rest of the shows on the Sean West Network, seanwest.com/network. They're all fantastic podcasts. And if you're interested in making a podcast, I think you're going to like those shows too. Sean West, Lambeau Gold, Behind the Brand. They're all super, super fantastic. All right, that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you for listening. There was actually one last thing that I wanted to mention in the after show, so stay tuned. It's a little website one of our community members shared. Oh, kind of cool. All right, I'll be right back. Okay, cool. So I just wanted to share a quick story here. One of our community members, Connor McCarthy, we were talking about this topic of copyright music before, and he had shared that he actually had to take a bunch of his YouTube videos down that he made a long time ago because he had included some copyrighted music on there, and which is kind of a bummer. You know, he could have had a lot of views by now, but he just wasn't thinking about it. Just made a bad decision. That happens. You know, we all go through the learning process. But he shared a music library that he's now a part of. I guess I don't know exactly how these YouTube, what do they call them? Help me out here, Connor. Like channel managers. Anyways, he shared this sound library called Epidemic Sound. And this is at epidemicsound.com. And what this is royalty-free music that is like a subscription service. So you pay, if you're a creator, you pay $15 a month and you get access to this big library of royalty-free songs that you can include in your YouTube videos. And I'm assuming that this would apply to music too, or podcast too, but I'm not actually 100%, so you'd have to do a little bit of digging. And I just thought this was really interesting. You know, if you're creating a lot of daily videos or just a lot of videos in general, and you don't want to spend a bunch of time digging through the free music sites and worrying about attribution and all that kind of stuff, then $15 a month might be a great time saver. And similarly, if you're producing a show where you want to have a bunch of different background music and you're doing a couple episodes a month, this might also be a great way to save a little bit of time. So epidemicsound.com. Yeah, and I'll say it again, just don't use copyrighted materials in your videos, in your podcasts, in anything you put out. Make sure you got permission. Networks, multi-channel networks. So interesting. YouTube is fascinating to me. You know, I ignored it for so long, which probably wasn't a good idea. But now that I'm kind of digging into it, guys, I came across a video game yesterday. The whole point of this game, it was kind of like a simulator where you try to be a famous YouTuber. So imagine like The Sims, but where you're trying to be a famous YouTuber. It made me so angry. I don't understand this. Like, why don't you, Garrett? I didn't say I was playing video games. Okay, it might have been a little bit of Borderlands. But like, why do people play these games where they do something that they could go out into real life and actually do? Like, instead of playing a game where you try to be a famous YouTuber, why don't you go buy a camera and actually try to be a famous YouTuber? I don't understand this. Oh boy. Who knows? Maybe I'll be a famous YouTuber someday. What do you guys think? All right. I don't have any questions to answer. I don't have anything else to say on that. So be back next week. I'm hoping to get a famous YouTuber on next week. We'll see. Corey Miller says he wants to play a game where he's a famous podcaster. Is this the show? All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.